Hello, my name is Ted, and welcome to the first broadcast of MS Gamers Hut. Here I talk about gaming apps that can be used to sharpen the mind while having fun. Cognitive changes are a common symptom of MS. More than half of all people with MS will develop problems with cognition. Some research has shown that keeping your mind active and learning new things can help with cognitive issues. The first gaming apps I'd like to talk about is the Angry Birds franchise. Angry Birds is a video game franchise created by Ravio Entertainment Company. The series focuses on multicolored birds who try to save their eggs from green-colored pigs. The game has been praised for its successful combination of fun gaming and comical style. Ravio launched its flagship game, Angry Birds, in December of 2009. The objective of the game is to eliminate all the pigs on a level. Using a slingshot, players launch a limited set of birds with the goal of either striking the enemy pigs directly or damaging their surrounding structures, causing blocks to collapse and squash the pigs. After Angry Birds' success, Ravio launched its second game, Angry Birds Season. Angry Birds Seasons was launched in October of 2009. Just as in the original Angry Birds, players use a slingshot to launch an assortment of birds at nearby structures with the intent of hitting targets located on or within them. The difference from the original game is that this one features holiday themes. The game launched with Halloween as its first theme. The third game in the series is Angry Birds Rio. Rio launched in March of 2011, which coincides with the release of the animated movie Rio. Just as in the original Angry Birds game, players use a slingshot to launch birds at nearby structures with the intent of hitting targets located on or within them. Instead of pigs that have stolen the bird's eggs, players must now rescue caged exotic birds. The game also included the first boss fights to appear in the series. When the players used the birds to defeat Nigel, the main villain from the film, as well as Maro, the leader of the marmosets. The fourth game in the series is Angry Birds Friends. Friends was launched in February of 2012. Unlike the previous Angry Bird games, this game synced progress with Facebook with the Facebook version. There are weekly tournaments between other players. The fifth game in the series is Angry Birds Space. Space was launched in March of 2012. Unlike the previous Angry Bird games, the stages is no longer flat. Instead, comprises several different planets, each of which has its own gravitational feel that affects the trajectory of the birds after launch. There is an aiming system that makes it easier to aim the birds. Some pigs are in space bubbles, and when the birds break them, they will freeze and smash unless they get into a gravitational field. Like in Angry Birds Rio, this Angry Birds Space features his boss fights. The sixth game in the series, Angry Birds Star Wars, launched November 2012. The game combines elements of both Angry Birds and Angry Birds Space, featuring levels that take place on both standard terrain and in outer space. The game begins in Tatooine, Luke Skywalker's home planet, moves to Death Star, travels to Hoth and then Dagobah, and ends up in Cloud City. Exclusion of bluebirds. All the birds are given new powers, not set yet seen before in the Angry Birds titles. Some of these that are upgraded as the game progresses further. Players can replay previous completed levels with upgraded abilities. Angry Birds Star Wars did so well that Ravio launched a second part and the seventh game in the series. Angry Birds Star Wars 2 launched in September of 2013. In Star Wars 2, players must destroy targets fortified in or out of their created fortresses. Depending on the sides that they are in, birds or pork side. The game features over 30 playable characters. The game differs from the other Angry Birds games because the players can summon a specific bird or pig instead of the predetermined selection. This summoning can be done to replace each bird pig. The eighth game released in the series was Angry Birds Go, launched in December of 2013. Go is a go-kart racing game. I'm not a real big fan of racing games, so I never really played this game. The ninth game in the series was Angry Birds Epic. Epic featured a turn-based RPG combat and a gear and item crafting system. The storyline begins with the players playing as Red, trying to recover the stolen eggs from the pigs as the players progress. New birds from the Angry Birds universe are added to the roster, including Chuck, Matilda, Bomb, and the Blues. Players are limited to choosing three birds from their roster, and sometimes fewer in the various battles against the pigs. Epic is set on Piggy Island, with its characters residing in the existing Angry Birds universe. We'll be right back. The 10th game of the series was Angry Birds Transformers, which launched in June of 2014 and ties in with the Transformer franchise and is a shoot 'em up game. The Egg Spark has crashed into the surface of Piggy Island, transforming the birds and pigs and turning them into Transformers. Unfortunately, it has also turned the eggs into the Eggbots, which are turning all the pigs into their minions and then turning non-living things into monsters that want to destroy life. Replacing it with technology beings across the island, the Autobirds and Deceptahogs must put their differences aside to destroy the transformed pigs and to chase the mischievous Eggbots, ultimately rescuing the fate of their homeland. The goal is to survive through the run, shooting at pigs' structures and targeting and transforming into vehicles, including cars, trucks, bikes, tanks, and planes, which stay at ground level, since failure to survive results in no pigs popping and or having no health for that character. Pigs can be eliminated by shooting directly at them, but it is sometimes easier to defeat them by shooting at the structures or making TNT explode. Since gameplay is a side-scrolling video game, pigs who have gone out of the screen are no longer to be eliminated. The players can use the user's Facebook friends unlocked characters to randomly generate characters to assist in the levels for their limited time. The 11th game in the series is Angry Bird Fight, which is a fighting game where you match birds to have enough power to defeat the enemies and feature a gear system that can be upgraded. Players are pitted in matches that are either real-time player versus player battles or against a computer-controlled opponent using their selected avatars, which are bird team or pig team. Even though I like fighting games, I never really got into this Angry Birds game. The sequel to Angry Birds and the 12th game in the series that features the players picking the birds to launch into the pig's fortresses in multi-stage levels. Angry Birds 2 was launched in July of 2015. Just as in the original Angry Birds, players use a slingshot to launch birds at nearby structures. A key difference in Angry Birds 2 is the ability to select birds of desired choice from a deck. This can give the players more freedom by allowing the creation of their own unique strategies. The main enemies in the game are green-colored pigs of varying size and abilities to defend, who can be defeated by hitting them with birds or objects. Individual birds and spells are represented on cards. Tapping on a card will select it. Placing its contents on the slingshot for launching. Players increase their score by destroying objects and pigs and level up birds, multiplying the score. Birds can be leveled up by gaining feathers of their respective birds. The destruction meter fills up during play, and as it gets full, a random card will be given to the player. Only 3 cards can be displayed at a time. The rest appear in the deck. Levels include multi-waves of pigs, which progress through separate structures. Bosses will appear on some levels and require the complete depletion of the boss's health bar in order to defeat it. Spells are disabled for boss levels. Gifts are randomly located in the levels. Hitting blue gifts allow the players to send a gift to a friend through Facebook. Hitting red gifts will reward the player's gems or big bird feathers. Occasionally, golden pigs may appear in some levels, which fills the destructo meter when they are popped. They are not required to go to the next stage through, but are helpful to get one extra card in respective of destruction caused. The game may be connected to Facebook to back up scores and play in the arena. Gems, lives, and avatars can be earned from in-game purchases, while only gems can be collected by collecting daily requests. The arena is unlocked after reaching level 5. The concept of the arena is similar to Angry Birds Friends. The players in the world were randomly divided into a batch of 15, and feathers were rewarded to particular birds according to the high score of each player and endless level of same arena events, which changes every day. After the Mount Everest update, the same division of players, the arenas, became a 6-day-long tournament where the rewards were gems instead of feathers. The Endless Levels of Arenas event are now randomly given and not fixed for a particular day, and multiple events can be played in a day. Instead of players playing alone for a high score, now the players compete with a randomly chosen opponent, and one with better score is awarded stars according to the margin of victory. Stars decide rank of the player. The top three move up a league, and bottom three go down one league. Players also get medals if they finish in the top three in the arena. The 13th game in the series, Angry Birds Action, features a top-down perspective in pinball-style levels, and the first game to feature the birds in their Angry Birds movie appearance. Instead of using a slingshot like in the original Angry Birds, the birds dash through an area in a top-down perspective and ricochet like pinballs. Most levels have pinball-style bumpers, and sometimes these are hazards, such as TNT crates, rocks, blocks of ice, or strong winds. Each Angry Bird has a different ability, such as Bomb's ability to blast obstacles near him, and Chuck's speed boost, which allows him to fly against powerful fans. Players have a limited number of birds to use for completing each level, and each bird has enough stamina to be launched up to 3 times based on their starting or previous position. The game uses an energy system that after completing a level or failing to finish a level a few times either makes the player wait to continue playing or use an in-game currency called gems to continue playing. Also, in contrast to their sizable variety of playable characters available in previous games, only 4 are playable in this title, which is Blue, Bomb, Chuck, or Terrence. The 4 students in Matilda's Anger Management class in the film adaptation. A player can use power-ups to have a better shot at beating a level, such as a beach ball that allows birds to travel further with each bounce. Power-ups can be collected by either buying them with gems or winning them by opening wooden chests. Up to 3 chests can be opened after beating a level. Depending on how many stars were earned on the level. Although, more chests can also be purchased with gems, and on occasion, an additional chest can be opened after a certain amount of coins are collected. This is one of the last of the Angry Birds series that is the last one that I have played. Next week, we will be talking about apocalypse. Apps that have a zombie theme. Goodbye, and keep gaming.